40 minutes, so it's more than enough. Okay, perfect. So we have. So we have 40 minutes for this second meeting, and we have to make sure that we going that we are sure that we are that we know what we're going to make, what the product is going to like look like. First, I have the notes of the last meeting, so I show them to you. No, sorry, I'll just escape this one. How do I escape this? How do I escape this? This the presentation. Sorry. Okay, so have a look at this one. Okay, so the points we had last meeting was the should be a universal remote control. No, that's I just got an email from the personal coach, and it should be a TV remote control only. So. You have to change that part. So yeah, it still has to be a remote control for kids and elderly. It's still the same. Are these points we have to look at? You all know them. But there's another point. The main people of interest of this company are 40 plus people, so they are old. Younger people, just look at that, so. Especially old people, maybe bigger buttons or something, I don't know. So yeah, that's it, so just you can do your presentation for the
which one's first, okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter, this is fine.
Well, my name is Jens Dolan. I'll start it. I used the marketing report on the site. I think you've read it too. And furthermore, I served as the other side.
I didn't read it, so.
You didn't read it?
I didn't get
no.
it.
Oh, okay. I was the only one who got it.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a report about an experiment with a lot of users, and they had a lot of findings in their report with statistical proof. So I had three pages with findings, and a lot of findings. So we can use this to. Create our own remote control. 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly. Yeah, I think that's a lot. So we have to make a beautiful remote control. 80% of the users will spend more money when a remote control will look fancy. I think this fits at the what Michiel said about older people. Older people will spend more money for something and what is good, because younger people are more critical about where they spend their money at. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. Well, okay, that's normal. I think we have to make good zap buttons, but that's one of our requirements. Yes, 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons. Martijn already said it.
Yeah.
And maybe our fold open system is a good one, but I don't think it's.
If you have the 10% on the top, then you're
yeah, the 10% on the top,
yeah.
That's a good one. Page 2, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. That's exactly what we said about maybe a home station for it to recharge the batteries or something. I thought maybe we could make a clap system, so when you clapping your hands, it will beep or something. You must find it quickly.
Maybe just a button on the home station. So remote control beeps when you click that button on the home station.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can combine that. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. I think we must take a look at this. It's only 34%, but it's a tough one, because if we make a whole new product or own style, this is so difficult, a difficulty, I think. Next, remote controls are bad for RSE. Yeah, but only if they zap a lot and they watch over 5 hours TV or something. We mustn't look too much at the last point. Okay, last page. The last experiment was about gadgets, like speech recognition. We didn't think about that already. And an LCD on the remote control. We already talked about that. They finally had a conclusion that younger people under an age of 45 are more interested in new features, but they are more critical. And older people want to spend more money, but they don't want to have a lot of new features because they're in their old thinking way, and they want to keep the old things, the old thing.
So we have
But you already said that the company was about 40 plus clients.
Yeah, so we just can skip the LCD.
We can skip speech recognition directly, because
yes,
it's not reachable for 25 euros. Then I have my personal preference. Okay, that's not very good, because I thought about television, DVD player, stereo, and VCR. I had a question about, but it's already out of the question. This, my point is, well, if we may make a remote control for only television, I think it's hard to sell it for 25 euros, but it's the exercise.
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Only for television. On the market, you can now buy for 20 euros a remote control for everything, and we only make it for television, so we must make it very special.
Yeah, good usability, so you can use it.
Okay, I thought about the home station. It must be simple, because the elderly people need to use it. And I found the motto, and we put the fashion in electronics. And that's the motto we are referenced to for our style. We have to make a new product. We have to be one of a kind.
So it has to look.
The company is about their own fashion, their own style.
Yeah.
But old people are not looking for that.
Well, I think.
Not really.
I think the main thing is the usability. That's why we can make it
special.
To
keep it simple and
but
use.
We also have to stand out, because there are already, like you said, so many controls out that support lot of stuff, but we have to make sure that we're better in usability and stand out by just looks good, so make it just a different color or a different shape. So
okay,
this was my presentation. I don't
so
you can ask these questions.
Yeah.
It's on the net.
There it is. Okay, technical functions design. Okay, well, so we have broad audience, that isn't true anymore, but we have elderly people, so we need to keep it simple. The way I want to keep it simple is to use the standards, so standardized methods, like on all remote controls. Not too full, like Jens already said, only 10% is being used.
So what do you think of only the numbers and the on off button?
Yeah, I have to on the next page, but
okay.
Yes, basic functions like numbers and that sort of stuff. So the option is that we put on there. should be easy to use, and because you have more room then, and for elderly people, big buttons, an icon on it or text on it, so it's very clear what that button does. So it doesn't take much time to figure out how to use it. A way to find out what people use is maybe just use questionnaires on the internet, or just ask some random people, elderly people, what they use, what they want on a remote control, to find out. But there was already in one done. Well, functions I could think of: volume, channels, the basic, I called it the numpad,
mm-hmm.
just 1, 2, 3, etc. Text service options, basic on off, and I found in, could I think of favorites? I always look up the same pages on text, and I always have to click the number. But if you could make a new option, that you just have to press one button and you get on your.
Yeah, but then you have to remember what favorite and what channel, so you might as well remember the number.
No,
maybe it's too complicated.
Well,
it's a good
it was just a thought, so I would find it handy, I think, when you just press one button and you get on 666.
Yeah, okay, but how can you remember what channel connects to what?
Well,
paper?
What I was reading on the page, a remote control just sends commands, basic commands to the television. So switch to channel 6.
Yeah.
So button 6 says 6. And if you make favorites, it can say 666 in a row, just numbers. That
yeah,
can
okay,
be
but
in the
for a user to remember, if I press that button, it goes to that channel.
Well, if you set a favorite.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to remember, like favorite one?
Well,
maybe for me, it's if I use my telephone, I never use those buttons to
never?
Push.
Never. Oh.
So
oh, okay, now maybe not.
If I don't do it. Maybe old people.
No, maybe elderly people.
Yeah.
Right, they don't like new features, so maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, play pause. I don't know if it's usable.
It's not anymore
for TV. Right, on off. I don't know. Did I miss any other buttons? Basic buttons. I couldn't think of any other, especially not for TV.
Just on the front as well. Yeah, that's all. That's the only thing.
Next and previous. Previous I know, but next channel?
Just the channel, what I mean is
like a web
6,
browser?
7, 8.
Oh, okay.
Just
but there's also a button to go to the channel you've been before, like a web browser.
I don't know, I don't have.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I think it's all the different.
Yeah, I don't think you use that.
Yeah.
Only when you want to go to. Yeah, just use when you want to switch between channels all the time.
How
yeah.
do you want to do it? Like, if you have a channel above 10, normally you can press 1.
Yeah,
zero
I think, especially for older elderly people, use the standard button. So you have that.
The 10 plus. Or
yeah, the 10 plus button. Just 1-1 pressing or quickly after each other.
Okay.
To just keep it simple and standard features.
Would it be a problem to, because you have to be fast enough, maybe the elderly people?
Maybe, but I think that's in the TV as well. That's how the TV handles it. But you can have a button that says two stripes, so you have
yeah,
5 seconds period to press those two buttons.
As what Paul says, it's not a remote control that makes the TV do 1, 2, it's the TV, it depends that it must be 2 seconds or 3 seconds or 1 second that you must type.
So
one
if you have a universal TV controller, you need that one button that has two stripes,
yeah.
So you have a period of, I don't know, 5 seconds to press those buttons in that.
Yeah.
Not for elderly people to look, one to press and aim. And
but do we still need a two-level remote control? Because if you only have
it's only for television.
So I don't think so.
No.
I just thought of another way. Most things in modern TVs are also on the menu.
Yeah.
So you also need a menu button. and then navigation. But we can
Yeah.
integrate that with volume and previous and next, so you have
I think you
four
really have
areas.
to divide between functions you often use, like maybe switch channels and volume and that kind of things, and the menu button, because you almost never use the menu button.
Yeah,
So
okay, but
maybe it's still a good idea, I'm not sure. You also have to use a mute button to
yeah, mute button, yes.
Maybe,
Things.
but I don't know where you have to put it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a later step. We just now have to figure out what to put on,
Okay,
what we're gonna use,
yeah.
and later we can do the design. Okay, now my personal preference is using the standards basic. I think that we should stand out, being unique with the design. So we have to, I don't know, make a different shape than usual. So when you are in the shop and you see our TV controller hanging, that it stands out, not just in a row and you see all the same remote controls.
Yeah. This has to be different colors or
I don't know, different colors.
Maybe we can give it out in different colors. You can choose
It's
blue
like
or
a
yellow.
iMac or something, so make it.
Yeah, well, why not? Or
That's fancy. That's
But it
fashion.
looks cheap as well because it's a small thing, it's only 24 euros. It looks very cheap if you make it.
Well, maybe you can look at mobile phones.
Oh, you
Mm.
okay.
Another phone.
Hmm?
Yeah, we have to look at mobile phones, that's for
They
sure.
they're designed very well. And well, basically are the same, just a bit smaller. You think you can't make a TV controller too small, because then you will always lose it.
Yeah.
But well, I think that's a good example.
Okay, you have to hurry up a bit because I'm running
Okay,
out of time.
Well.
Are you finished? Okay.
Yeah, well, we discussed everything.
Okay. Well, the working design. The method I use is search the web. Just a web page provided. Basically, I'm not very technical educated, but I could figure it out. Basically, what happens is you press a button, then the circuit gets closed by pressing the button, like a switch. And by closing that certain circuit, the chip knows what button is pressed. So, like you press the one, that circuit is closed, and then the chip produces a pattern, like a Morse code, to and sends that to the LED. That's the light emitting diode, I think. And the light emitting diode is producing infrared light that's invisible to the human eye, and transmit that to the TV. However, there's also a visible diode that's blinking red if you look in it. And that's another diode, I believe, because infrared is not visible. So that's two different
So
things, but
we also have to have a LED or
yeah,
LED
I think
light or
so.
And
I'm not sure if it's the same
yeah, I
thing.
think it's
Just
useful.
to indicate that it's
Yeah, that's
transmitted.
active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just a
So
green one because if you use it's green, not red, it's green.
Yeah.
I think it indicates that it's active. It's not
Yeah, when
Yeah,
you
that's why
press
it's
it.
It's just the
Red shows it like something's wrong and green like it's okay, you press it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
Ma on
depends on
most remote controls is red.
Yeah,
So
it is. Okay, we make it red.
So I
Maybe,
know.
well, we don't have to make it red. Maybe integrate it into design as well.
Yeah, if the whole remote control becomes green if you press the button, that's cool.
Wait.
I think the batteries will
Just
be
think.
Now we
a
have a
little
recharge already, so
Yeah, okay.
If we can still make that.
But it doesn't have to be red, it's just to indicate something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's working. It's not the batteries are low.
It's not very important
Green or red or
Yeah,
Yeah.
just to indicate it's working.
So
And the receptor in the TV senses the pattern. So we have to understand what patterns are used to, you know, to make it universal. So that it can be used with all the TVs, we have to really understand what patterns are used. So we can otherwise it won't work.
So we have to make buttons for that as well? To make
No,
the
the chip is producing the pattern. So we have to make a chip that produces patterns to,
Okay.
you know,
An automatically
that are
search function for each television or
Yeah,
something.
or I don't know how it exactly how it works. It wasn't explained there.
Well, I use a universal remote control, and beforehand you have a list of all the TVs you have, etc. And you have to put in a number
Yeah.
so it works on your TV.
Okay.
Oh, I have a modern one. On the modern
Yeah.
one, you type search, and the LED began to blink, blink, blink. And after a short time, the television turns off. And then you know, oh, it's the right one. And you can stop it, and then it's okay.
Okay.
So you don't have to search for your television or your code.
Okay.
It searches the pattern for itself.
Okay, yeah.
And we use that.
So we have to make a bit more intelligent chip than the standard one
Yes.
because
Yep.
you have to, yeah.
I just say, can you s just say it again because I was just looking. It's just
Okay.
a short.
Well, you have this chip that's when the circuit is closed
Mhm.
produces the pattern. But basically for brands of TV, these patterns are different. So like when you press a one on one TV, it goes to one. And on the other TV, it won't work, basically. So basically what you have to do is get these patterns right.
Okay.
And that can be done by just
Changing the signal.
yeah, changing this pattern all the time. And what he's doing when he's configuring this pattern, this chip, is trying to switch off the television. And when it's switched off, you can push your button. It's working now. So and then he saves that setting,
Okay.
and then it's working.
Yeah, that's the right
Okay.
solution.
Well, the components. Yeah, this is a bit technical, and I hadn't. I was a little short on time. But I think I understand it. The energy source is the battery, basically.
Yeah.
That's connecting to all the components because it has to be fed with energy. Okay, the subcomponent is I think it is the button pressed. So basically when you press a button, a switch get closed. That's connecting to a chip, so the chip knows what button you pressed. And the chip sends out the pattern to the infrared bulb. I didn't put the description by this one. This is a normal bulb, so the normal flashing light.
Okay, so that's the LED.
Yeah. Yeah, and
Yes.
this is a LED too, but this one is producing infrared light.
Yeah.
It's invisible, and this one is producing normal light.
So we can make the normal one also a normal light, not a LED light, it's a normal.
Yeah.
To flash up your
If you use the buttons and both of them works, but one you can't see and one indicates that you use a button.
Yeah, pr yeah, yeah, yeah. Because when you press a button and it doesn't work, can basically if the battery is low, it won't
Yeah.
work.
Yeah.
So you have to indicate that it's
Maybe you have to put a small light around the button you push, so you see green if you push that button.
I
That's a
think
good
it's
idea.
unnecessary power if you use
Maybe if you do that, you know that you're sending a signal.
Oh, okay.
And it's you
But then
also
have to
know
be
which button.
on the wall remote control, have to be LEDs.
Yeah, that's right. But
Everywhere on the
does it make any difference for the energy you use? But
No,
it's
I
still
don't
one
think
LED.
so. Yeah, it will look different, and I think we need to find something
That
else.
looks different, yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise we will just make another standard, and our motto also is
Just LEDs beneath the buttons.
Yeah, around the buttons, or in the buttons even.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but like when you push it,
yeah, then more then you
yeah,
won't see it.
you have your finger over the button, so you can see.
It's still around it then.
Yeah, or maybe on top of the green light is flashing
Yeah,
or.
not here, but
Yeah,
here.
there, yeah.
Maybe.
The same as a telephone, a mobile phone, or.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah,
If
on
you
a mobile phone in the dark,
It lights up, everything lights up. That's a good
everything lights
way.
up.
Yeah.
Why ain't that on a remote control?
It only takes a little energy.
Yeah, the mobile
Okay.
phone, your phone can give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea for all people as well.
Yeah, if you are in the dark, you can't see anyway.
It's
Yeah.
only a few LEDs when you're four or something. Four LED.
No, I don't know, but if we use a battery station, which I think we will use.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's a good
Yeah,
idea.
we will have the power to.
Everything agree, everyone agrees at that point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe what Paul said, on the home station, let them to call your remote control. That would
Okay,
be
yeah. But
Also.
you have to make a sound device in it then.
Yeah, there must be sound in it.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be taken
Yeah,
also.
maybe it's that's a little too hard to make, especially for that kind of money.
Ah, 25
It has to
euros
be.
I think we can
Yeah, the
make it.
production cost is 12.5.
12.5, okay. But we only have to make it for television and
Yeah, okay.
I think
we must have something special.
We also have remote controls with a lot of options. But we lose about 90% of those options. So I think you can
We have to give our customers some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will save money with that.
Okay, you're almost finished, or?
Yeah, the personal preference I didn't fill it out because
Okay.
it was short on time. But basically what we could do too is have a Bluetooth integration.
Yeah, I just wanna talk some about some more, so maybe
Yeah?
yeah.
Okay.
So this oh sorry. So oh sorry. We have some new project requirements. Let's have a look where we are.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet, so a teletext option. Maybe we have to skip that one. I'm not sure. I don't think so, but
I think a lot of people use
Yeah, and it's on your com
still.
it's on your television, it's only one button, so I think
Yeah.
you definitely should use it. But yeah, this what I told you, the remote control should only be used for a television, so that's maybe easy. And for the 40 plus people that I told you. Oh no, sorry. Oh, this is a problem. Oh, sorry about that. The new product should reach a new market. These customers are the younger than 40. So it should be flashy or
Okay.
more interesting.
Okay, let's change
Sorry about
the
that.
text.
I didn't read it fully. So did you make some
Change.
decision about that?
Yeah, that kind of changes the whole situation. Well, yeah, then we have to make some nice features. I think the thing in the dark is a good one to make more like a mobile
Teletext.
phone,
Yeah.
more modern. That's important, I think.
LCD doesn't work for 12.5 euros, I think.
I don't think it's very usable on a remote control, especially when you only have TV function here. So
I don't think you'll use it often because you can see on the television
I'm watching Dutch Channel 1. Okay.
Yeah, then I think that's not usable. So but what other features can we put in?
Yeah. I think you have to make it a bit flashy and popular. Is not that requiring because like in the mobile phones, usability is not that good, I think.
Some of you something to read about speech recognition, but you said one and the television turns on one. Is that reachable?
Maybe.
That's fair.
I don't
That's
think
reaching. That's cool.
it's fully
12.
range.
Okay,
Yeah.
12. Only the
I
numbers,
know.
only numbers. Furthermore, nothing, but only the numbers, 1 to 20 or something. That should be cool.
Yeah, maybe we have to integrate that as well. If it's possible.
possible. I don't
yeah.
know. I didn't.
I don't think it's very expensive actually. I should.
Yeah.
You only have a microphone.
Yeah.
I didn't have
but
information
it has
about
to
that.
Work. And does it have to work only in English or in Dutch too?
No,
or
maybe.
That's a problem. But
and
only in English.
But
yeah.
I don't know how it works then. Does your
yeah,
just
probably
apply
my
in terms of the room and can you scream from wherever? One. Television channel
and
one.
Then we have to think about that. But do we do it? It's
I don't
if
know.
We
so
if we do it.
Is it very usable? That's what I'm looking at.
And do you have to speak in like in
yeah.
the thing or?
Is
maybe it's too hard to realize that. It's we have short time to put it on the market. So it's
okay.
We have to
yeah.
do a lot of testing before we can do that.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
make
yeah.
Maybe we can make another remote interpreter flash.
Indeed, the languages are difficult. Because we
yeah.
have
I don't think it's useful enough to take effort to design something with speech recognition.
Yeah, and also, if you have a good speech recognition, you can just throw
yeah.
the.
yeah, someone says, give me one Coke, and the TV turns on to one. And it's not
yeah,
oh yeah, that's the right thing.
But
may it's say TV channel one. Just like not just one.
Okay, that becomes because that's very hard for speech recognition.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think it's just end use or not.
So we have to make some decisions.
Okay,
so
no speech
so we have to know what we're going to put on. Do we make a light under the numbers and everything? Do
yeah,
we
I think
if you press something, it lights up for a few seconds so that you can see what is there.
Okay, yeah. That's
and what else we have?
Also the one in the dark, so lights up when it's dark.
Yeah, but it's I thought that would be the same. If you push something,
it mustn't work all the time.
Yes, that's right.
It has to work only when you use it. So
or you can
you
switch it on or something.
No,
well,
if you
when
use
when
one
you
button,
yeah.
it must turn
on
for 20
yeah,
seconds,
right,
then
yeah,
it must turn on.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's saying. It's
yeah.
the same as the telephone.
Yeah, alright. Yeah.
And do we use a iMac that you can look through it or just
maybe just
yeah,
as an option like we discussed like iPad different colors maybe use even different fonts
yeah.
like phones
okay so
see
just make it look
yeah,
through
cool.
it
As an option
and so the buttons we have it's normal we put the simple buttons on top probably
yeah.
the more the complicated buttons
yeah,
yeah
we have a lot of different
we don't really have any.
Yeah, maybe you have yeah, the. When you use teletext, you can press a green and a red button
yeah,
to
okay.
go to the next one. Or to go
yeah. Well, I think buttons are very easy with just standard buttons. We just have
but,
so
but maybe you can
yeah.
put the options of teletext on the second level of the remote control
yeah.
because you
yeah.
almost never use it.
Teletext options are only four buttons or something.
Yeah, but younger people, I think. More often use the internet and elderly people often use teletext.
Yeah, that's right.
I use
well.
Teletext every day.
Yeah. So we just keep it one level then?
Yeah, yeah, one
yeah.
level. And I think because you don't have that many buttons, I think the design is quite important. You can integrate the buttons in the design very much. Because
yeah.
it are simple buttons. If you put one above it, it's clear.
Going to a lunch break.
How long is lunch break?
So yeah, you know what you have to do. This is it. You get your meal and everything.
Translation. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we will be patient.